Good Monday morning and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma. Here are four things to watch as Congress comes back for its summer session. An immigration blow-up is imminent. A petition to force a wide-ranging immigration debate on the House floor is five short of the requisite 218 signatures. Republican leaders have been working feverishly behind the scenes to strike a compromise that would avoid the free-flowing debate and instead give Republicans a series of circumscribed votes this month. The Republicans have a two-hour policy meeting on Thursday to discuss immigration. No matter what happens, these next 4 weeks will be dominated in part by the immigration debate that Congress has been yearning for the past 6 years. This will be a defining moment for Republicans, and there's a lot of skepticism things will go smoothly. The president's trade war will hit Capitol Hill. Republicans up until now have taken the position that the president has the ability to alter trade policy without Congress's say. Look for Republicans to weigh in on the tariffs against Canada and Mexico, and weigh their options when it comes to a policy that they vehemently disagree with. Spending fights. Congress runs out of money on September 30th, and they have vowed to spend a bunch of time this summer passing spending bills. The House is in the driver's seat and will lead the process. President Donald Trump is going to push vehemently for more funding for his border wall, and that will complicate the process. In the coming weeks, you'll hear conservatives push for immediate consideration of a funding bill to avoid the September shutdown. On another note, the budget-cutting rescissions bill is stalled in the House, as Republican leaders have had a hard time convincing enough lawmakers that spending cuts are a good idea at the moment. The White House is tweaking the request. Republican leadership drama. Over the recess, The Atlantic's Elena Plott published a profile of Steve Scalise, which included this gem. Scalise said McCarthy is working at it when asked if he has 218 votes to become Speaker. Members and aides might publicly say there's no beef in leadership and everything is totally cool. That's not true. Paul Ryan has a few more months in power and almost everything is viewed at the moment as jockeying between Scalise and McCarthy. Rudy Giuliani said the president could shoot Jim Comey and not be indicted for it, according to HuffPo. Jonathan Swan of Axios reports that Michael Cohen was musing about becoming mayor of New York after Trump was elected president. Cohen told Swan he has decided against running despite people's suggestions. He also added that Bill de Blasio is doing a fine job at running New York. Melania Trump will not accompany Donald Trump to Canada this week or to Singapore for the meeting with the North Koreans. That's according to Meredith McGraw of ABC News. Rick Grenell, Trump's ambassador to Germany, said he is looking to empower conservatives across Europe, a controversial line because the U.S. does not typically meddle in foreign elections. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.